Blog Talk Radio.
Said I was gonna be a movie star. Said that I was gonna go far. Gonna laugh, gonna play, gonna run in the sun, doing funny, funny things now. But I never did get my way. So I had to stop and say, take a walk, settle down. A slower pace is part of your town. Call some old friends, invite them over again. Invite them in. It's coffee chatter time. It's coffee chatter time.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is 7 a.m. Los Angeles, California time. You are listening to the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. I'm your hostess, Lynn Burnett. Thank you for joining me for the next 15 minutes of, let's see, Doggy Tales. Of course, those would be my dogs. Hollywood Fun Gossip. And, of course, you know, I always like to start off with my top 10 box office movie weekend. Did you catch a movie this weekend? If you caught one of these top 10 movies, as they say, you were in the movie loop. Number one here, nobody's surprised with this one, The Secret Life of Pets. Of course, it's the animation kids film. If you like animals, if you love animals, you got to see this movie. I'm going to go see it today, so I will let you know. Planned on seeing it over the weekend. Got occupied with other things, but I will definitely be there today. I'm going to be the first one in line, okay? Yes, I am. Moving those kids out of the way. And I have the nerve to tell the kids, shh. So I can hear the lines, but you know what? I don't care. That movie's going to be funny. I have friends who went to go see it, and they said it is hilarious. So The Secret Life of Pets made over $103 million this weekend. That ain't no chump change, people. And, of course, one of the voices in the movie is comedian, actor, Kevin Hart. You know, Kevin Hart's always in the top 10 movie. All right, moving on to number two. The Legend of Tarzan. Okay, wow. Now, The Legend of Tarzan, one of the stars of that film is Samuel Jackson. That one this weekend made over $20 million. But, you know, I hear that the movie is very, very good, very, very entertaining. But with The Secret Life of Pets, come on now. Number three, Finding Dory. That one, of course, another kids animation film. That one made just about almost $20.5 million there. Not bad. Of course, one of the voices for that is, who else? The Ellen DeGeneres there. Number four, Mike and Dave Need Wedding Date. Interesting. Now, that movie stars Zac Efron, and that one made over $16 million first week out. Not bad at all. Number five, The Purge. Election year. Interesting. That would be just about $12 million. Not bad at all. Number six, Central Intelligence. All right, it was six last week, and it made a little bit, smidget over $8 million there. And, of course, Central Intelligence stars Dwayne Johnson, a.k.a. The Rock, and, of course, again, comedian, actor Kevin Hart. Number seven, Independence Day Resurgence. That one made just about $8 million. Of course, that stars the handsome, talented Jeff Goldblum in that one. Number eight, The BFG. Now, this movie, this one, it was four last week. It's eight this week. And that one made just about $8 million. Okay. Now, it is director Steven Spielberg's movie. Last week, I missed the beat on that one and did not connect to Steven Spielberg to that. But it looks very, very good. And, you know, when you have director Steven Spielberg, you're not going to go wrong. As a matter of fact, I was watching an old episode of Columbo last night. I don't know when it was made, 70s or 80s. I really don't know. But anyway, when it got all through the credits, it popped up director Steven Spielberg. So I thought that was very interesting. So check that one out, The BFG. All right, number nine here, The Shallows. interesting. Of course, one of the stars of that is Blake Lively, and that one made a little bit over, let me see if I'm reading this right. Oh, actually, it made just about $5 million there. And to round it all out, number 10, Sultan, that one came in and made a smidget over $2 million there. So not bad at all. I thought that was very, very interesting. Anyway, those are your top 10 movies. Moving on to some Hollywood fun gossip. Got some good stuff today. All right, I like this story. Alanis Morissette, remember when she made the song, "It's Not Fair to Remind You"? Okay, well, that was some time ago. But anyway, she had a boy. Now she has a second child, and this one is a baby girl. So Alanis Morissette, I watched her on Oprah Super Soul Sunday. She was very, very good, very interesting. I thought she spoke with a lot of truth and what she had to say as far as her experiences in life. And I thought she was a really cool person. So if you can catch her on Oprah Super Soul Sunday, more power to you if you like that. And, you know, she has really, really good music. So congratulations. She just tweeted that she had a baby boy. So yay. All right. Well, if anybody is out there and they wanted to marry Derek Jeter, is it Jeter or Jeter? I don't know. J-E-T-E-R. Jeter? Yeah, maybe I should know what I'm talking about before I say it. Anyway, why would I start now? Okay, Jeter. Anyway, he's getting married. Well, he isn't getting married. He is married. So, ladies, if you had a crush on him, well, too late, because he's already married. So, congratulations. And I didn't hear much about that, but, of course, you know, he's a famous baseball player and all that. But, anyway, he got married. So, looks like he was married on, is allegedly, July the 9th to a very, very beautiful model named Hannah Davis. Interesting. He got married right here in good old sunny California. So, okay, ladies, back to the drawing board. Let's see. Clooney's gone. Denzel's gone. Derek is gone. Who's left? Okay, who's left? Wait, is Eastwood single? Eastwood, we can always go up to Eastwood. Okay, he's a hunk. All right, moving on to, should we bring this up? Now, this is, I don't know. This is getting, I don't know about this one. Okay, Beyonce, I love my girl Beyonce. Well, I don't know, this story's a little hot to handle. I'm not even going to do this. Let me just say, I'm just not going to do this story. It's about Beyonce, but if I say it, I don't know about that. I'm going to skip that. Let me go to Ariana Grande. If you are an Ariana Grande fan, okay, this girl can sing. Did you see her on the Disney, Disney Teen Award Show or Disney Award Show when she sang her song Dangerous Woman? Well, she's very, very talented, an excellent singer. She has a lot of hits. Okay, remember, if that doesn't ring a bell, remember on the video clip on television, she was the girl. She was with her boyfriend at the time, or a date, or some guy. And allegedly, she licked the top of the donuts in the donut store that she since came out and apologized. If all the story is true, because it's Hollywood fun gossip. Anyway, what I love about this story is she's going to be in the new cast of Hairspray. So, you know, Hairspray, the famous play, and, you know, Broadway play, and it was on everything, and they made a movie about it, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what she's going to be playing, what role she's going to be playing and all that. But anyway, Miss Ariana Grande is going to be in the cast of Hairspray. I love it. So it's going to be good to see her in that. I don't know what character that she's playing, but one thing I did not know, Ariana Grande, it says here, and I'm just reading, is 23. I really thought she was like 18 or 19. I could be wrong. I could be right. Who knows there? And then moving on, of course, to Nikki Hilton Rothschild. Oh, yes. Nikki Hilton, you say. Why does that name ring a bell? Nikki Hilton. Okay. So she is the sister of, course, the beautiful celebrity star, Paris Hilton. And I've never met any of them, but everybody I know who has met Paris Hilton or her sister, Nikki Hilton, just like the Kardashians, they always say how nice they are and how humble they are and how polite they are. So that's nice. All right. So anyway, Nikki Hilton, congratulations. She just had a little baby, so congratulations to her. What can I say? She had a little girl. So I think that's pretty cool. I don't think Paris has any kids yet. But, you know, the future, who knows what Miss Paris Hilton will be. Remember when Paris Hilton and Denise Richards had, well, not Denise Richards, Denise, oh, what's his name's daughter? Lana Richie's daughter, Denise something. I can't think of her name. Anyway, they have the reality TV show. What was it? A Simple Life. Oh, my goodness. They were so funny together. They really put the reality TV shows on the map there. After that, everybody else was just coming along. But Paris really helped him set the trail for the reality TV shows. Anyway, congratulations to her sister and her new baby. All right, moving on to some coffee chatter internet. No, not coffee chatter, organizational, educational. Did I get that in there? Educational, organizational information. Coming up on July 19th, we have Michael Ajawe coming. Now, Michael Ajawe, he is the creator of the world-famous Los Angeles Web Series Festival. Yes, he did. Started off right here by him. He created it. It is now worldwide festival. Very, very, very good film festival. If you have an independent film and you want to get exposure, get it seen, and just learn about how to do it, well, come and check us out at Coffee Chatter July the 19th. We'll be at the Movie Arts Theater there. You can hit us up at 661-860-5797 or just put in coffeechatter.net and you'll pull us up and you will find all of our information. Michael Ajawe is coming. He has been the co-producer for the television series Sister, Sister back in the day. And then, of course, more recent, Ajawe has been executive producer for the Devon Taylor Show, for the Kids Justice Show, Basketball Wife Show, consulting producer on the television series Eve, and, of course, again, the creator of the world-famous Los Angeles Web Series Festival. Michael Ajawe is coming to Coffee Chatter. We are honored to have him come. He'll be there. July the 19th, all the information is on our website. Check them out. If you are an independent producer, come on down. Bring your business cards because you need to network. Bring your pen and paper, or if you electronically take notes, do whatever you need to do because you will need to take notes on this one. He's going to tell you all about the film festival and all about how to succeed in being an independent film producer. You are going to love it. Okay, he has a lot of information in just 1 hour to deliver it. So if you are serious about your independent film, what can I say? Come on out. All right, everybody, it is just about 7:15 a.m. Grab yourself your favorite cup of java. Remember, it's always coffee chatter time at 7 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, make it a great day. I will talk to you next Monday. Make it a great week. Peace, love, be kind. Okay, don't forget, it isn't so much, it is not about race, but it is about the human race, okay? So be kind to everyone. Start with yourself. All right, talk to you next Monday morning. Bye-bye.